have a complicated emotional relationship with songs I liked when I was younger. You know the type of song that perfectly encapsulates that dumb fuck adolescent hunger. Universally transcendent emotion of resenting your ex-girlfriend. Or another lo-fi indie masterpiece about how it's really great to do heroin. I wrote a couple of songs that I'm proud of. I'm not gonna put them on this album, cause they're about real life stuff and it's complicated. I don't think it'd be good to share them. Songs I wouldn't have thought twice about hollering out when I was a young one. Maybe if I work up the nerve, I'll play them next summer for my cousins. I tried writing songs about make-believe situations, interpersonal betrayals, haunting regrets, psychological frustrations. Jen found out I was making stuff up. It seemed like they felt betrayed. I really didn't like how that felt. I don't write songs like that these days. I have a complicated emotional relationship with songs I wrote when I was a kid. I thought plausible deniability would hide what they're really about. Of course, that never did. This petulant child performing uncomfortably personal, emotional, and dressing. Looking back, it's stupid, embarrassing. Like, damn, that kid was messy. Megan says, life's messy too. That makes it easier to forgive myself. The idea would be somebody was suffering similarly and hearing those songs, it might have helped. Either way, I don't think I'm comfortable doing that kind of thing anymore. I don't think there's ever gonna be a song for grown-ups, volume 4.